Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. This interview is brought to you by Burnup Coaching and the 21-Day Challenge. If you're an entrepreneur or a high achiever and you're committed to breaking through your plateaus, what has been keeping you stuck or stopped or really not achieving your greatness, 21-Day Challenge is exactly that. You'll get crystal clear on your long-term goals. You'll break it down into bite-sized steps. And after 21 days, you'll say, I achieved my goal. You'll say, I got the support I need to get out of my rut, to stay fired up, to have the support I need to achieve anything I set my mind to. So that's the 21-day challenge. If you're ready to dive into that kind of support, daily accountability, weekly deep dive calls, dial in your habits, your morning and nighttime routines, all that good stuff, then the 21-day challenge is the perfect fit for you. Send me an email, chris@beyourgps.com. Would love to hear from you and see if it's a good fit. Good or good? Very good. Next is going to be the iTunes review of the week. And this week, the iTunes review of the week is by, I believe it was, right here, Cynthia Sundance. Cynthia says, Chris Burns goes deep for you. Chris Burns' sincere and authentic interviewing style is awesome for both his tribe and his guests. He makes sure each deep, juicy conversation is full of enticing insights, stories, tips, and ideas. Thanks, Chris, for showing up, highlighting your guests, and guiding your tribe. Because it takes a village for each of us to get up each day and share our gifts as entrepreneurs. We all resonate with different folks. We appreciate your dedication. Thanks so much, Cynthia. I appreciate you. And if you want to give us a review, go to beyourgps.com/iTunes or search Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self on the iTunes store and find us like that. I look forward to hearing from you and what you found most valuable about this episode and this show. So we have Miss Sarah Lanes coming on in here in just a bit. Before that, though, I want to remind you, you always want to come to these interviews with a pen and paper so you can take notes, because one idea has the power to change and transform your life, especially with this next one. It's going to be about fashion. It's going to be about style. It's going to be about your image, how you show up in the world, in all the different facets of that, whether it's mindset, whether it's physically what you're wearing, your wardrobe, etc. We're going to be diving into really what it takes to step into your confidence in life. So make sure you stay tuned, because it could be the one thing you've been looking for to take your business, your life, your self-fulfillment to the next level. So make sure you stay tuned. Sarah's going to be on in just a minute. So Sarah Lanes, the founder of The Stylist of Power, is an image consultant. She believes that in order to live your life to the fullest and with the least amount of regrets as possible, your life has to have a purpose. She believes that when people look good, they feel good. And when they feel good, they do good. Sarah believes that when your business is thriving, you are able to help more people and give back. And she's an incredible human being with such a big heart. And she's here to share with us the wisdom of how to empower and uplift our image and step into our greatness. Sarah, you ready to rock this?
I am.
You are awesome. You're now live on Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. Thank you so much for being here today and sharing with our audience your wisdom that you've gained and experienced in your career as you know, a consultant, a fashion stylist, you know, really helping people dive into their gifts so they can step into their confidence. Thanks so much for being here and sharing this with our audience. Appreciate you.
It's my honor, Chris. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm so happy. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So let's dive right into the theme of the day, which is how to increase your influence. So Sarah, what does influence mean to you, and how would you go about increasing your influence?
Influence to me is, image, because I'm an image consultant. Right. And so you influence people by the way you look. A lot of people know that the first impression is very important. And so I believe that the mindset, if you have the right mindset and you match that with your external style, then you can feel it.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, beautiful. So that's the influence that you have is based on the image, and that's like what you're portraying to the world, what you're wearing, what clothes you have on, how you feel, even how you feel about yourself radiates out into the world. So how do you increase your influence then?
Well, I also believe that the influence is, well, depending on the business that you do, of mm-hmm. course. Mm-hmm. And so for my example, for my image consulting, mm-hmm. I help my clients choose clothes for a variety of occasions, depending on their body type, their career, their personality, and lifestyles. Mm. Mm-hmm. To radiate their inner beauty, their sexiness,
yeah.
their confidence, yeah. and the true happiness mm-hmm. to be able to shine on the outside. And I believe that also a few clients have told me that they're very grateful that I helped them, because the clothes that I chose them, that I chose to help them chose to wear, mm-hmm. also mm-hmm. providing them to exude their
their confidence.
Their confidence. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Their confidence, and they were able to go out there and ask for what they wanted. They got mm. more clients. Their sales skyrocketed. Yeah. They started just rocking their business, and it was thanks to the feeling they had mm. because of the confidence mm. being raised out. So
yeah, yes. That's so amazing. I love it, because really, like, when you have that image, you see yourself differently, and you see yourself acting and interacting with people differently. It changes like how you see the world and how you show up in the world. So I love that you do that. And for people who don't know, tell us a little bit more about what is being a stylist of power. You know, tell us more, like, what is that specifically, and the stylist work you do and the consulting work you do. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay. Well, it started back in 2012. I used to work for a network marketing. I used to be a distributor. And Joey Gordon, she's the CEO for Dress for Success. Mm. And we started talking, and she told me a little bit about Dress for Success. And I said, well, what is that? And then she said, Dress for Success is an organization that empowers women to achieve economic independence by providing them with different tools, such as professional attire, and developing tools that can help them go out there and thrive in life and in work. And so I immediately started to volunteer, and that's when I fell in love with image consulting. Women mm-hmm. used to come in, women that had low income or that used to be abused, used to come in, and we used to help them with the resumes. We used to help them work on computers, transform their look, and thanks to all the donations that we got. And it was just incredible to see the difference, the way they will come in and then the way they will leave with a smile on their face, more confident, happier. And that was the start for me. And so ever since I've been doing it, and I love it. I just love it.
That's incredible. That's so incredible. So like, you got this inspiration from helping women who were in need, who were, you know, financially a little less well off, and you're able to get a lot of joy from that. And you're like, wow, you know, I really want to do this for more people at a bigger scale. And especially people who have an image that they want to portray into the world that's really important to them, like business people or people who are building brands, people who are on stages, people who have a presence. And they want to look good so that they can, you know, radiate that presence even more.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. So, like, what was some of the challenges in like starting that? Did you always have a passion for you know, fashion? Like, you know, even before that, were you passionate about fashion? Did you have a, you know, growing up, was that a passion of yours, or did it like kind of just hit you out of nowhere that you're like, wow, you know, I really love doing this for these women, and I want to make a full-time career out of it?
It really hit me. It was just suddenly. I've been lucky that I've been complimented on my own style. Yeah. And when I started working with these women, Dress for Success, it really, my passion and my love for it grew. Mm. And now that I work with business people, it's just an amazing feeling to know that I'm helping them feel good and look their best. And also, due to that, they are feeling more confident. They're going out there and just doing whatever they want to do. Just imagine if people who feel like this every day. They were just confident and they did things that they were afraid to do, their life would change tremendously.
So it's like having that confidence has you be more brave, be more courageous, be more willing to do the scary things that most people wouldn't do, but because we feel better and we have a higher self-esteem and a better self-image, then we're more willing to face rejection or take those risks or whatever it might be to you know, take advantage of opportunities because we have the confidence in ourselves.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. So as far as like what we need to know about creating our own style, like where do we start? What's the foundation of having a style, creating our own style, especially for people who don't really know much about having style or style in general? They kind of just like bought clothes for functionality, for utility, and didn't really care very much about how it looked on the outside. How can we educate those people especially?
Okay, I believe the foundation starts in the closet. Mm. A lot of people have clothes that they haven't worn in over a year. Right. And I used to be one of those people, and they said, oh, this doesn't fit, but it will again. It will fit someday. I'll just, you know, I'll work out, I'll do a diet, and it will fit me again.
Yep.
And that's just, you know, it's just wasting space. Mm. And so I will say just start with the closet. If you do not have the intention to hire an image consultant, you can do it yourself. Mm. I organize my closet by colors. I start with the dark to the light. So I go black, blue, green, red, orange, yellow, beige, gray, and white. Mm. And then all the clothes face one way. And the hangers, buy all the hangers that are the same color because we want to look at the clothes and not the hangers.
Right.
So, I don't know, Chris, if you or anybody, you know, anybody in the audience stands in front of the closet for about 15 minutes saying, I don't know what to wear, you know, and I used to be like that. And I used to be late every day. I used to be late. And, you know, my beautiful life coach. Yep. And she can tell you that I used to be late for all sessions. I used to be late for work. Mm-hmm. I used to be late for a doctor's appointment. I used to be late to go get my hair done. I mean, I was embarrassed all of the time. And then I was like, you know, I would look at the clock and say, it's only 7:15 in the morning. I have to leave by 7:30 to be at my office by 8 o'clock. And then I thought, okay, I have 15 minutes. No problem. My hair's done. My makeup's done. I just have to go to the class and get something to wear. I will stand in my closet literally for 15 to 30 minutes.
Oh my God.
And just look at my clothes and say, I don't want to wear this. I wore this last week. I don't like the color today. You know, and I wasted time.
Yeah.
And then I would look at the clock and 7:45. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm late again. And every time I went to meet somebody for a meeting and I was late, I would drive through traffic like a maniac and start thinking of excuses. Okay, I'm just going to blame it on the traffic. I'm going to blame it on this. I had a flat tire, anything. And I would just be so embarrassed to always be late. And that little trick of organizing my closet, and every night before I go to sleep, I prepare the outfit that I'm going to wear for the next day. And that helped me tremendously. That 15, 30 minutes of a day wasted in front of my closet, feeling frustrated, feeling angry, and then feeling embarrassed because I was late all the time. Mm. Now it's just, it was a great solution to do that. So I advise people to do that. If you're always late or if you think, you know, that you don't know what to wear, you don't have anything to wear in the mornings, just arrange the outfit the night before. Or you can do it for a whole week. That's what I do for my clients also. Mm. Clients that are very busy. Clients that they share their calendar with me and they say, Monday, I have a meeting with CEO of whatever company. Tuesday, I'm going to go whatever. Wednesday, Thursday through the weekend, I'm going to travel to this city. Right. And so I arrange the entire wardrobe for them for the whole week so they don't have to waste the 15, 30 minutes a day looking for something to wear. And I choose the clothing accordingly to what they're going to do for that day.
Powerful. Mm-hmm. So just to recap, yes. It's like really start with the closet that we have already and start by organizing it. Start by, you know, recognizing, hey, is there stuff in here that I don't use that I'm never going to, you know, wear again? I think I'd say like a good recommendation for me, and I'd love to hear your opinion on it, is like, if you haven't worn it in like 6 months, unless it's like a seasonal thing, or, you know, like a special banquet type attire or something like that, then, you know, like why keep it? You know,
Yes. Yes, you're right. You're right. And when in the summertime, I only have summer clothing in my closet.
Yeah.
And then I change it out in the winter. That way I have exactly what I need for every season.
Yeah, that's good. Yes. That's good. Yes. So it's like we clean out the closet and then we make all the hangers the same, so the hangers aren't distracting us or, you know, throwing us off. And I think that goes into more simplicity too. You know, for people who are like wanting that simplicity in their life, is it possible to be simple and have, you know, great style and great, you know, matching and colors and all that kind of stuff? Is that easy to do? Is that possible?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, being confident in your style doesn't mean that you have to wear professional clothing or dress to the nines 24/7. It just means that somebody's guiding you in discovering what is the right attire for you, for your body type, your skin color, your hair color, and your eye color.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So can we dive into that? Some of that, like the guidelines of if we have certain hair colors or skin colors or eye colors, like what might we want to look for?
Of course. So like I'm a brunette, and so blues, yellows, greens, I love green, orange, summery, like earthy colors are really good. I'm really good with my skin color and my dark hair. And for ladies or men that are blonde and pale on the skin, pastel colors are really, really good on them. Yes. And if you're blonde, you want to avoid the yellows and the greens, like the olive green. It just makes your skin look grayish and like sick. So it's very important to learn about not just the fabric and the clothing, but the colors. Because if you wear the right colors around your face, it minimizes the imperfections such as uneven skin tones and wrinkles, believe it or not.
Wow, that's powerful. Like how did you learn all this stuff to like, you know, really understand what's the right colors, what's the right you know, outfits, like how does it affect our skin? Like how does one go about learning those kinds of things?
School. I went to school, I took a course and I loved it. I dove into it. And the more I learned, the more interested it became. And I was just intrigued at so many things that it complements one another. For example, for gentlemen, because I help males and females. For gentlemen, I have to learn the shape of the face. So your shape is oval. And so with that, I need to help them decide what will be the best haircut according to their face and things like that. I mean, it's so much, but it's so exciting and I love doing it.
Wow, that's awesome. I have a big fascination about like different socks that I wear, you know, like it's like my own little like flavor or flair that I put on top of an outfit. Like what kind of advice do you have about accessories and the little smaller things that oftentimes we take for granted, but they can make a big difference?
Oh, yes, they do. So it depends on the outfit. It depends on the height of the person. For example, I'm only 5 feet tall. Wow. So big purses is a no because it's a big distraction. So people look at the purse, they won't see me.
Right.
Yes, accessories the same. The smaller, the better. But sometimes I go a little dramatic. There's 6 different types of style cores. And one of them is dramatic. It's powerfully dramatic. It's different patterns, different colors, bigger accessories. And sometimes I like to dress like that. I like to experiment and play around and play dress up. It's a lot of fun.
Heck yeah. Oh my gosh. It's funny because I think that if we become interested in the energy that we're giving off to the world, to other people, then it becomes fun, you know, to go shopping, to look at different styles, different patterns and stuff. It becomes a lot of fun to find out, yes, like what feels good, what makes us feel like confident and radiant, because that's something to really pay attention to, how we feel because of what we're wearing.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I love my shopping days with my clients. We go and we grab a bottle of wine and we drink as we're shopping. Actually, I get to the store a couple hours before and everything is ready when they arrive.
Wow.
And all they do is just, we drink wine and they try the clothes on and they're like, oh my God, yes, I love this. And then we go for the shoes and the purses and the accessories, the gentlemen, you know, the suits and ties and stuff. But it's just fun. I love it.
That's awesome. So I know you're based in Las Vegas. Super awesome. For people, they can fly in and be, you know, with you in person. Do you also do it like online, or do you go to other places to do image consulting? And like, how does that work?
They don't have to be here and I don't have to be with them personally. We can do it on Zoom. We can do it on Skype. We can do it on FaceTime. I've done it before where people have FaceTime with me and they go through the closet. And I tell them, okay, show me that, wear it, let me see how it looks. And then when it comes to shopping, I shop for them online and I create a cart. And then they go in there, they go through the items that I've selected for them. And then they purchase them and then they get them on the mail. So it's easy.
That is easy. That's awesome. Yeah. I love how you... you know, like do this research beforehand and then you're able to like pick out stuff for people that you think will be a good fit, you know, that you've matched with their features and their personality and like what they're out to achieve. And you can select clothes before they even get there, whether it's in person or online, and have them ready to try those on and see what they like best. I think that's awesome.
Oh, yes. It saves a lot of time for them, especially for people that are always busy. And you know, image consulting is mostly for people that do not have the confidence in some areas of their lives. But if they already do, let's say they're thriving in their business or rocking it, they make a lot of money and they already live the lifestyle that they want, then they can hire me to provide the luxury part of doing it for them. I go shopping for them. I organize their closet for them. And, you know, like the 15, 30 minutes that I used to be standing in front of my closet, you know, that was a few hours in a month.
Yeah.
That was like a whole day wasted in a month. And, you know, for someone that's busy, but someone that's concentrating in business or family or whatever it is that they're deciding to do, it's a lifesaver.
Wow. That's awesome. So in terms of like, how do you organize it? If you do it by colors, you know, in the closet, how does the system work for, hey, how do I know what I'm going to wear this day, this day, this day, and this day? Do you have like numbers? Do you put like sticky notes on it? Like, how would you organize someone's closet?
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. But usually what I do, I select a section of their closet for the next week, or if they don't have enough space in the closet, I get them a little like a rod, and then I put their what they're going to wear for the next week, and then I organize it by day.
So tell us more about like what you've seen people, you know, what happens when they get their wardrobe into alignment with who they want to be in the world. What kind of results can people expect when that happens in their life?
I remember, Chris, when I started learning this and I started doing it for myself. And a few years ago, I went to Arizona to Utah Hurricane, and there were some hot springs. And below the hot springs, there was a river, I believe it's the Virgin River. And there was a big wall. I think it's 20 feet. People are saying, no, you're crazy. It's only about 8 feet, but I'm short. So, you know, to me, so. And so they said, jump on the river from this 20 feet tall wall. And I was like, I can't do it. I swear I was standing on the wall for about, it seemed like 45 minutes. And my daughters, I have twin daughters at that time, they were 12. They came up and they both held my hands and they said, mommy, we'll jump with you. And I said, no, I got to do this for myself. And then I stood there for got not so many minutes, and I finally jumped. And that feeling that I've got after jumping, it was like unbelievable. I was like, oh my gosh, I can do anything in this world. I can do anything. That's the same feeling that people get when I help them with styling, and they're like, oh my gosh, I feel amazing because their external styling matches their mindset. So if they have a mindset of a millionaire and they look like a millionaire, they feel like one. And then they have the confidence to go out there and conquer the world.
Wow. What would you say was one of the toughest things for you to learn or grasp or apply in growing your image consulting business? What was like a challenge for you personally?
Just having, in the very beginning, having the confidence to go out there and tell people I can help you.
Yeah. What did you do to break through that? Because I know we have a lot of entrepreneurs on here who are like, you know, figuring out their confidence, being able to show up powerfully and be bold and all these kinds of things. Like, how did you personally break through that or work on that or focus on that?
Mindset. I started working on my mindset. I believe it's the foundation. It's the first thing that people need to do. Personal development, for sure. And then once I had the right mindset, I just strive to learn everything that I needed to learn to be an image consultant, to be the best of the best. And that's when I gained the confidence to go out there. And like I said before, you know, people just feel like, oh my gosh, I can go out there and ask for whatever I want. That's exactly how I felt. And then I just went out there and started posting on social media and asked my friends, and then little by little, I started gaining my clientele.
That's awesome. I love it. So what inspires you to create like new styles or different styles and stuff like that? What would you say, what do you look to for inspiration? Since, you know, designing outfits and stuff, it's an art. It's an artistry that you're doing to create these for people, men and women. What inspires you when you're creating these?
Life itself. Whatever I'm going through at that moment, everything is inspiration. I learned from my life coach that we have to come from a place of love and not a place of fear. And so it's not like we have to ignore the bad. We just have to look the positive in it and just try to do our best.
Yeah, 100%. And that's really it. Like, whatever the situation is that we're going through, that will inspire our creations. You know, like singers, they will write lyrics based on the things that happen to them. If they have a broken heart, or if they're inspired by love, or if they're inspired by, you know, possibility or whatever it might be, it's like, it's important to draw that inspiration. What would you say is like something that you're working on mastering right now with being able to help people with their style? Like, what's the focus? What are you developing your skills and your capacity around image consulting?
Right now, I'm just there's so much to learn, and like a lot of the works that people do, you learn hands on hand, you learn on the job, and so. In order for me to find out what the perfect style core is for a person, we have to do a style evaluation, which is a questionnaire. And depending on the on the answers, that's how I find out what will be the perfect style for them.
Mastering their style right now. We mentioned about the closet. That's a really powerful, you know, place to start. Is there anything else you'd really recommend about mastering that?
Colors are very important. So if they can just Google, they can email me. I'd be more than happy to help them. And for you, Chris, and your audience, I can do a free style evaluation so they know the style core is. You're welcome. My pleasure. So they know and they have a guide, and then they can go from there.
Wow. Awesome. So that's like how people can get started. We'll remind them about that at the very end. I want to hear about your vision about, you know, what you see happening when you empower enough people, especially women. You work mostly with women. When you empower these women with their style, what are you really creating in the world with your vision in the upcoming years? What do you want to see happen?
Well, my purpose mm-hmm. is to help the less fortunate mm-hmm. by going on mission trips around the world. And I chose styling because of Dress for Success. Mm-hmm. And I believe that when people look good, they feel good. Right. And when they feel good, they do good. So we need more good people to do good in this world. And so if I can impact somebody and make him feel amazing, mm-hmm. they're going to have the motivation to go and do something good for somebody else. And it's going to be like a ripple effect.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So it's like your focus is really help people feel good or look good so that they can feel good. And when they feel good, they'll spread that happiness and joy to people around them and make the world a better place because they're feeling good. I know for me, like I've been focusing on, hey, I want to look good because I get to feel good. I get to be confident and I show up and I deliver the best information, content, whatever it might be, speaking, you know, up in the front of the room. I want to be confident. I want to be, you know, a leader up there who people want to follow. And if I look like crap, then people aren't going to really take me seriously. They aren't going to get that impact that I would have had if I was dressing for success and dressing sharp.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And let's remember that people are naturally attracted to people that look confident and people that are visually, you know, when you wear the right colors, believe it or not, you look more healthy. Mm. So that's something else that that I can teach.
Yeah, that's powerful. Do you have any other like powerful confidence tricks or secrets that you use to really step into your confidence or you recommend your clients do?
Let's see. Besides styling, it's just about, again, mindset. I think that's the most important thing. And, you know, if it's up here, then you feel it. And yeah. So I recommend books. I recommend just do what you love, really. Just do what you love.
Beautiful. And one other question, I know that we have a lot of entrepreneurs who are at the startup phase in their business, and they're wondering, like, how can I have great style on a budget? What would you recommend for those people?
That's something that I can help them with also. I have different packages, but if they're not willing to hire an image consultant, they can just get information online. They can go and look for, depending on their body type, let's say, they're round, you know, in the middle of the body, then they can just Google, styling, clothing for round people. And there's some things out there that they can find. And again, like I said, with the haircuts and the hair colors and different things like that, that they can Google. Also, they can go to YouTube. There's a lot of videos and a lot of information out there about styling.
Yeah. Powerful. Yeah. What would you say inspires you most these days? I know we talked earlier about life. Like, how do your kids inspire you? What do they, you know, make you feel or think about? What do they inspire you to be, do, or focus on?
Oh, my daughters, they are the most precious gift I ever gotten. And they're 18 years old now. And I raised them by myself. I was a single mom, and just the way they turn out, I get compliments all the time, and I am so happy and proud that my daughters they're going to college, they're working, and they just encourage me. Like this, it's so funny. One of them was saying, where are you going? I said, oh, I got to go. I have an interview with Chris. And she said, oh my God, mom, you're going to do great. Just relax. You're so pretty. And they're just awesome. They're just beautiful. And they inspire me. They motivate me. And they're my life. Mm-hmm. I do everything for them and because of them. And it's just, we have an amazing, amazing relationship.
Yeah, that's incredible. I love it. I love it. So if there was a piece of advice that you were given along your journey that made the biggest difference for you, was there anything that any mentors or anything like that told you that made a big difference for you?
Somebody said to me once, don't worry about what others do, worry about what you do. And that stuck with me. Yeah. That stuck with me. Because as a mother and as a woman, because women lead with love. And so sometimes a lot of women feel underappreciated and we feel like we don't have enough time to do everything. We want to make everybody happy. We put everybody in front of us. And so I was like, oh my God, my daughters and my mother and my friends or whoever, my lover, whatever. And they're like, just worry about what you're doing. Worry about your journey. Everything else will fall into place. And that was huge for me.
Yeah, that's powerful. What do you do these days to have self-care and self-love and self-nourishment? What are some of those activities for you?
I get a massage. I meditate. I love doing the exercise you were talking about a couple of days ago.
Yep.
The 3x7.
Mirror work, yep.
Seven, yes. Oh my gosh, I cry when I do that. I do. It's so powerful and I love it. And I told my daughters, you need to do this. It is incredible. And when I do it, I literally feel that I love myself more. I accept myself. I love myself. And I said, it's okay. You know, the mistakes that I made in the past, you know, whatever. It's whatever. Just concentrate on the now and concentrate on the future. But I love that exercise.
I love it.
I'm addicted to it.
That's so powerful. So
it is.
In terms of like your dream lifestyle, let's say 10 years from now, what do you see? What's important to you in that time?
10 years from now, definitely doing mission trips to different parts of the world.
Yeah.
I am still an image consultant. I am helping my clients feel, look, and just radiate their inner beauty and sexiness on the outside. And I'm just happy. My daughters are happy. I'm happily married and I have dogs and, you know.
What would be the one piece of wisdom you would give your, let's start with 6-year-old self. What would you tell your 6-year-old self? What advice would you give her?
Oh my gosh, 6 years old. I was living in Nicaragua. Let's see, 6 years old. I would say I was a happy child. I really was. I love my childhood. I would just say, just be yourself. Keep having fun. Enjoy the family. It was just a beautiful childhood.
What would you say to your 18-year-old self?
Let's see, 18. I don't even remember when I was 18. Let's see, when I was 18, oh my goodness, what was I doing? My 18... Oh, yes, high school. Oh, geez, high school. I would just say myself, don't sweat the little things. Just focus on education. Focus on working on yourself. And don't rush on dating. To my daughters, I think now. And, you know, I said, just take it easy. It's not the center of the universe. Just go to school, go to work, and grow.
That's right. It's like, you know, become like, figure out who you are, really, what you value, exactly. What's important to you. Like I'm so grateful for that process in my life, because I spent like 6 years without a girlfriend from 18 to like 24. You know, I was like, man, I don't want a girlfriend. I'm just going to work on myself. I'm just going to, you know, develop myself. And I spent a ton of time on building businesses, personal development, going through college, getting my degree. And I'm so grateful I did, because like now I have the woman of my dreams who like inspires the heck out of me, because I was patient, because I wasn't, you know, desperate for someone. I wasn't needing someone to fill a gap or a void. I was cool with just being me, you know. And on the other hand of that, there's an aspect of me that I was like really good at being on my own and being alone and working and processing through my own stuff. And on the other side of that, like my challenge was getting around people and surrounding myself with more people more often and being comfortable like going out. And, you know, I had to work through a lot of stuff to do that, but it was super important part of my journey that I had both of those and really mastered both of those. You mentioned Nicaragua. What was that like growing up? What was that like? Tell us a little bit more about that. And then coming to the United States, tell us a little bit more about that journey.
Yes. By the way, very smart of you to do that. I wish everybody would do that. Just concentrate on themselves, work on themselves, find out who they are, and then go out there. Thank you. Nicaragua, very tropical. I grew up by the beach. A lot of coconuts. Very happy memories. Oh my gosh. My family was the best, and I miss the food. But when I was 14, I decided to come here. I don't know. I just had this feeling that my favorite aunt had moved here with her family. And so I wanted to come visit. And I was like, I want to go. I want to go see what it's like. I want to go explore. And I just had this feeling. I want to go out there and see what it's like to be there. And so I came. My country also was going through a difficult time in the politics. And so it was the perfect time for me to come here. And then I came here in 88. And I came to visit my aunt. It was challenging at first. It's a brand new country, different culture. I didn't speak the language. And then my aunt drove me to Fremont Street, downtown Las Vegas. And I was like, wow, I've never seen so many lights in my life. I'm staying. I was like, that's it for me. I'm staying. And wow. So I ended up staying. I went to school, learned the language. I'm still learning. And it's been amazing. I've been here for 30 years. And I love it. This is home.
That's incredible. What would you say is like one of the biggest things you've learned about Las Vegas? Like while you've been here, what has the environment of Las Vegas taught you?
I like it here because of the variety of people that live here. There's a lot of tourists and a lot of people that move here from other parts of the world, and there are different cultures, different food. I love the fact that I can go anywhere 24/7. Very convenient, and I can go get in just about anything I want. I have friends from India, I have friends from Europe, I have friends from Asia, I have friends from Africa. I mean, it's wonderful here. I love it.
It's amazing. I love it. Sarah, so we're beginning to wrap up now, and we want to hear the final piece of wisdom that you want our audience to take action on. What would you say is the recap, the most important thing you want to really drive home for our audience?
God, there's so many things. But like I keep repeating, Chris, is mindset. Mindset. Just get a life coach. A life coach changed my life for the better. The help that I'm getting is tremendous. I'm learning and discovering so many things about myself that I had no idea about. And just get guidance. If you don't know where to start, get a life coach. I know a really good one. So if anybody wants a life coach, I know one. So I believe that if somebody gets a life coach, it will guide them into the direction that they need to go.
Totally. 100%. I agree. I validate that idea. And Sarah, our audience definitely wants to know how they can, really expand their image, evolve their image, have more confidence, and step into their personal power. How do they stay connected with you, and how can they get, a consultation? How can they continue growing with you and really master their own style? How do they do that?
I have a Facebook page. It's called Sarah, S-A-R-A, The Stylist of Power. Instagram is The Stylist of Power. And my email is thestylistofpower@gmail.com. I'm working on my website.
Perfect. 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 And what can we be excited about coming from you in the coming months and next year?
Oh, geez. I'm planning on a lot of stuff. You're going to see me more. For people that get connected with me on social media, I post every day. And so they're going to see different things and changes and advice. I get a lot of advice on styling online on social media. And so I just have a lot of projects. So I'm just going to work on social media and post them there.
Beautiful. Awesome. Sarah, you are a superstar. Thank you so much for coming on today. And everyone, definitely stay connected with Sarah. Follow her, Sarah, the Stylist of Power, on Facebook, and search Instagram, the Stylist of Power, and you'll find her there. And you can also email her, thestylistofpower@gmail.com. Sarah, you rock. Keep up the heat, and I look forward to seeing you soon, superstar.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. I'll see you soon.
Have a good night. Okay. Bye.
From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you're committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.employeeescapeplan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website beyourgps.com and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to beyourgps.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.